Bernice, thank you for tuning in. This is your host, Charlotte Zhao. Hope you all had a wonderful Thursday. Today was, the first meet and greet for a group I will be joining in a month's time. I will review the group in due time. Meanwhile, I think it was great to be in a group of people where it's shared enthusiasm. It's a moment where you realize, it's just another reminder of the importance of timing, right? And today I had a wonderful chat with Ruth. She's currently doing her engineering bootcamp and actually working from home for the time being. And I was, doing in the moment? We kind of caught each other. Kind of forgot I was doing some sort of research, and then got on talking, and in the process was reminded of, because it kind of dawned on me yesterday, right, how I've been a bit stressed out, and there are different sort of physical manifestation when including muscle ache, you know, fatigue, like this feeling of almost a brain fog. I didn't quite understand. And sometimes suddenly, you know, it's like, oh, my body's telling me something. And in speaking with Ruth, because she's experienced something similar in the past, and she's like, yeah, she reminded me that apparently, when you have like chronic pain, under stress, the pain tend to get more severe. And yeah, like it definitely explains, because I was just complaining to my boyfriend, like, why is my shoulder hurting so much? Like, I couldn't understand, because I thought I had, you know, adjusted my posture, and it didn't seem like. But sometimes, you know, when you are resilient, because every coin has two sides, right? Well, resilience is a good thing most of the time. When you're too resilient, you actually almost numb to your body's signals. And even though I, you know, try to listen, like I'm aware, I try to be aware, but I totally ignored it, consciously or unconsciously, until it got a bit too much. I was like, oh, I put the two and two together, and you know, I'm like paying special attention to dedicate time to meditation, and just already feeling better. Obviously, it's going to be a process of healing, right? But yeah, and I think I don't know if I've talked about this yesterday, but I had this conversation with this entrepreneur who's, you know, been running a successful company for a while now. Talking about the emotional roller coaster, right? The emotional cost that comes with funding a business. And because I'm generally a very optimistic person, like, it's kind of like expectation management, right? Like when I'm like in the low, I'm like, oh, what's going on, you know, like, even though I'm aware it's a natural pattern, there's a bit of almost self-criticism going on a little bit. And but it was helpful when this friend, mentor, shared how a lot of the entrepreneurship journey is actually you have to stay in the low for a long time until it finally breaks through and you come out the other end. And that kind of expectation management actually is very helpful, and the kind of patience required to do things well, and you know, not be too, caught up with the sexiness of the problem you're trying to solve. The passion and all things are great, but at the same time, yeah, It might not be a bad thing if you find things that would allow you to enable yourself and be your own investor, right? Just a strategic approach in doing things one after another. It don't have to be, you shoot for the moon, but you don't have to get there in one step. It never works that way anyway. Yeah, that's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. As always, appreciate your effort and progress. See you tomorrow. Thank you.